Well, today I thought we would talk about something that's been in the news in the past day or two. Air Force One.
Oh, Air Force One.
We may or may not be accepting a new Air Force One from another country. Not sure what's going to happen with that. But anyways, I thought we would talk about Air Force One today.
Let's do it.
And it's pretty interesting. I didn't know a whole lot about it. But it's pretty crazy.
Well, that's why we've all gathered here to learn more.
Right. Okay. So Air Force One is a general call sign used for any Air Force aircraft that the President of the United States is currently on. So it's not the plane itself.
Right.
It's just any aircraft that he is on.
So does the plane? Go ahead. I'll let you continue before I ask my questions.
If the president is on a civilian aircraft, like a personal plane, that plane is called Executive One.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, though, it's pretty much accepted to also use Air Force One as the names of the two Boeing 747s that the president regularly travels in, even when they're not on it. Air Force Two is the call sign for any Air Force aircraft carrying the vice president. Mm. And for security reasons, the vice president and the president never fly on the same plane together.
Yeah.
Which I never really thought about, but it does make sense.
Keep them separated. Never know.
On October 11th of 1910, Theodore Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to fly in an aircraft, a Wright biplane in St. Louis, Missouri. But that was a year and a half after leaving office.
Wow.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first president to fly in an aircraft while in office. The first aircraft obtained specifically for presidential travel was a Douglas Dolphin amphibian, modified with luxury upholstery for four passengers and a small separate sleeping compartment.
Oh.
The aircraft remained in service as a presidential transport until 1939. So a little bit different than what they use today. The idea of designating specific military aircraft to transport the president arose during World War II when military advisors in the War Department were concerned about the risk of using commercial airlines for presidential travel.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, traveling in coach, it's dangerous. Especially these days, it's really dangerous.
Yes,
now, people
are
crazy on planes.
In 1944, a C-54 Skymaster was converted for use as the first purpose-built presidential aircraft. Dubbed the Sacred Cow, I don't know why, but
it
was called the Sacred Cow, and operated by the Army Air Force, it carried President Franklin D. Roosevelt to the Yalta Conference in February of 1945 and was used for another 2 years by President Harry S. Truman. Now, the Air Force One call sign wasn't created until 1954 after a plane carrying President Dwight D. Eisenhower entered the same airspace as a commercial airline flight using the same flight number.
Oh, boy.
You can see how that would be confusing.
Mix up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Initially used informally, the designation became official in 1962. When flying with a president, Air Force One rarely flies alone. It often is accompanied by a fleet of aircraft that can include the backup Air Force One.
Oh, that one goes too.
Cargo aircraft and tankers.
So both Air Force, well, they're not both called Air Force One, but both of those identical planes.
Yeah.
Often fly.
Yeah, I guess so. In case the one breaks out, I don't know.
Was one a decoy?
Maybe.
Mm,
I don't know.
Today,
Air Force One has 4,000 square feet of space distributed between three levels. The aircraft can carry a crew of 30 and up to 71 passengers, including the president, Secret Service, staff, and media. The plane houses a large office, bedroom, bathroom, and a conference room that serves as an airborne Oval Office.
Mm.
There's also a medical center / operating room on board in case of an emergency, with a nurse and a doctor present on every single flight.
How convenient is that? If you have to have some minor surgery, you could
just get it done while you're
traveling.
To wherever.
That's great.
Why not? The kitchen on the plane is equipped to prepare up to 2,000 meals on a flight, and it can feed up to 100 people at a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the plane can only have how many people on it at once?
100.
Oh, 100.
Yeah,
okay.
100,
well, that works out. Okay.
Yeah. The aircraft can also be operated as a military command center in the event of an incident, such as a nuclear attack.
Mm.
It's capable of flying 7,800 miles, roughly a third of the distance around the world, without refueling.
Wow.
But it can be refueled midair, which is pretty remarkable. So
that's
it could really be up in the air for any length of time.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Go around
and
around.
Send more gas up, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All onboard electronics are protected against electromagnetic pulses and hackers. Operational modifications also include countermeasures against anti-aircraft missiles, electronic countermeasures to jam enemy radar, and many other capabilities that are obviously classified for security reasons.
They're not putting that on Wikipedia,
yeah,
Sarah.
No, they're not. Air Force One never parks at a terminal at an airport.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now, this is partly for security reasons, of course, but also because the plane needs to be able to take off at a moment's notice. So if they're, at an airport terminal, they're...
Gotta push it back from the gates, spin
taxi,
it around.
All that stuff. Right. So when a plane isn't being used, it's parked at Joint Base Andrews, just outside of D.C.
Oh, okay.
So the two planes, currently known as Air Force One, were first used when George H.W. Bush was in office back in the 90s, and they are on track to be replaced. The first replacement is scheduled to be delivered in 2027, while the second will come the following year.
That's an old plane. I mean, when you think about the technology advancements since H.W., so what was that, 88 at least?
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Air Force One, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought that we would play Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Right.
By Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And leaving quickly because we don't have to push back from the jetway.
That's right.
Good. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Leaving on a Jet Plane there. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Air Force One.
True enough.
Yes.
Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. President Dwight D. Eisenhower was the first to use the Air Force One call sign.
Air Force One can refuel mid-flight.
And the kitchen on board Air Force One can prepare up to 2,000 meals on a flight and feed 100 people at a time.
It's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. We should say we mentioned this off the air or on our Facebook feed, but not on the air, that Air Force One, while it can refuel mid-flight,
they've never actually had to do it, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe they've practiced with it, but they haven't done it when the president's been on board.
Right.
Be something to see.
You see
it in movies. And Air Force One was a great movie with Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. You kind of made me want to see that again now. Go back and watch it.
Yeah.
All right. Folks want to learn more about Air Force One, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, we do this live every day on Facebook, Facebook Live. Just go check that out at 410. And we archive our footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire library right there. You can watch and learn at your convenience. And you're coming back tomorrow at 410.
Absolutely.
Brand new episode tomorrow right here on Legends 1027. Traffic and weather, those things and more. Our next.